Chapter 1. The First Olympic Games. Only the best of the best can win at the Olympics. This fact was as true thousands of years ago as it is in the modern Olympics. Every 4 years, the eyes of the world turn towards the biggest, most important competition in all of sport. The Olympic Games. The Games bring together thousands of the best athletes in the world. The fastest, the strongest, the most skillful in their sports. These men and women come from every corner of the world. Every one of them has trained hard, and for most of them, the Games are the high point of their lives as sports people. They are all looking for the same thing, an Olympic gold medal. Only the best of the best can win at the Olympics. This fact was as true thousands of years ago as it is in the modern Olympics. But in other ways, the early Olympic Games in Greece were quite different from the Games of today. The birth of the Olympic Games. Nobody knows the date exactly, but the Olympic Games started more than 2,700 years ago in Greece. Like the modern Games, they were held every 4 years, but they were always in the same place, Olympia, in southwest Greece. This was an important place in Greek religion, and the Games were more than just a sports competition to the Greeks. At that time, Greece was not a single country. It was a number of different cities and states, each with its own government. These states were often at war, but they had an agreement. Wars had to stop during the time of the Olympic Games. Because of this, athletes from all over Greece could travel to Olympia and compete at the Games without danger. In the very early years, there was only one competition of the Games in Olympia, a race on foot. This race was short, less than 200 meters long, and 20 athletes could run at the same time. These athletes never wore shoes. In fact, in most sports at the Greek Olympic Games, athletes did not wear any clothes. At the start, the Olympic Games were not open to all athletes. Competitors had to be Greek speakers, and they had to be male. Married women could not even go to watch the Games in Olympia. By law, the organizers of the Games could kill women who broke these rules. There was a story about a mother who wanted to watch her son in the Games. She dressed as a male trainer and went to the stadium. When her son won, the mother shouted happily. Immediately her secret was discovered. Because she came from a famous sporting family, she did not face the worst punishment of death. But after she was sent home, there was a new rule at the Olympics. Now, trainers, too, wore no clothes. As time passed, new sports were introduced to the Games.